We've been campaigning for over a year for the government to bring forward a mortgage interest relief, and in the middle of a cost of living crisis, we were very, you know, acutely aware of the fact that these interest rate hikes, one after another, were putting serious pressure on householders. And while the government refused to introduce this measure, they finally gave in the budget of last year. But they've made a dog's dinner of this here, because they have designed it in a way that excludes so many people of my own constituents and right across the state. And we've seen, you know, like interest rate hike after interest rate hike. So it doesn't matter if you were living in Dublin or living in Donegal, you know, you still got these letters coming through your door, nine letters after each other telling you that the cost of service in your mortgage has increased. But because you actually earn less if you live in this part of the country compared to Dublin or anywhere else, the reality is that you're less likely to be able to benefit from this here because you have to have a tax liability. So if you're earning too little to have a tax liability in the first instance, then you've been left out by this government. You know, if you're a carer who's getting the carer's tax credit, for example, you may not be able to benefit from this. And like, the absurd thing is these are the people who need it most. And we pointed this out to the government at the time. We pointed out to the government that, yes, they finally relented and accepted that they needed to do something, as we proposed, for those with mortgages. But they've made a dog's dinner in relation to this, of how they're doing it. And that's why they've excluded hundreds of thousands of families. And it's not good enough. And like, the heartbreak here is that people thought they were going to get support in the middle of a cost of living. They applied for it, and then they've been refused.